Hello, everyone. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Kevin Clement filling in for Jim and Patrick, taking a well-deserved day off. For today's topic, first, I thought I was going to do the topic of the band LaRue, who's a Louisiana band from the 70s. And they were a real good southern rock band at first. They were session musicians who got together, formed a band, and their first album called Louisiana's LaRue was a real good southern rock with Louisiana flavor to it. You know, it was just a really good sounding album. And then after that, they basically tried to go AOR and just kind of, you know, they were okay, but that first album was really, really good. So if you like bands like the Allman Brothers or Little Feat or anything in that realm, I would definitely suggest checking out LaRue's first album, Louisiana's LaRue. It is now available on Spotify. It was not available for like the longest time, but I looked and it is now available, so I would definitely suggest checking that out. The second topic I had thought of was doing a episode on Delamitri, and in doing that I was like, well, that would be better if I did it a joint one with like Stephen Routledge or Justin Steiner or Nicholas Nygaard, because I mean, you know, all four of us really love that band. So maybe someday, kind of putting them on the spot, but maybe someday a couple of us or all four of us could get together and do that topic at some point. But the topic I'm actually going to talk about today is Stanton Moore. He's a drummer from New Orleans. He's been around for decades and really good. And there's two bands of his that I'm going to highlight. The first one is Garage à Trois. And it's Stanton Moore on the drums. You have Sharik, who is on the sax, and he's actually from Seattle. And then you have Charlie Hunter on guitar. And this was basically how it started. Was Stanton Moore was doing his debut solo album. And just for fun, they were recording. They were doing these little crazy things and just having fun. And this wound up being the first album for Garage à Trois called Mystery Funk. And what it was, basically just improvised music with electronically affected instruments. It was really cool stuff. It's really experimental, a lot of fun. You could tell that they were just basically goofing off and just having a good time. And it was really kind of out there and fun. The ones I would definitely suggest checking out is Mystery Funk and Emphasizer. Those two albums are really, really good. in 2007, Charlie Hunter left the band, and they kind of had, they would tour every now and again, you know, basically doing the big concerts and all of that. And so they wound up putting together, it was actually became a quartet. It was Stanton Moore and Sharik stayed, and then they added Mike Dillon on percussion, and they added Marco Benevento, who's on keyboards. And their first album was in 2009 called Power Patriot. And it was a really good album. But to me, it wound up being more kind of a jazz quartet kind of thing. They did some of the experimental, but, you know, kind of lost it a little bit. But they are good albums, though. Let's say Power Patriot. They have Always Be Happy But Stay Evil. Those are really good albums. I definitely would suggest checking those out if you like more of the jazz. Not really a traditional jazz, but more kind of more experimental, but not quite out on the outer rims like the first two albums were. So I definitely suggest checking those out. The second band, while, you know, Stanton's still doing Garage Artois and all, he got into a band called Galactic. And what happened was there was two guys, Robert Mercurio, who plays bass, and Jeff Raines, who plays guitar. They're both guys, they were good friends from Chevy Chase, Maryland. And some of the guys around here who listen to this would definitely know that area. And they both moved to New Orleans to go to school. One was going to Tulane and one to Loyola. And as you know, as some people may know, Tulane and Loyola are actually like right next door to each other. So they're, and you're right into downtown in the French Quarter, and you're into that whole scene. So they really got into the funk scene, and somehow they met up with Stanton Moore and decided to form a band. And they got together with Ben Elman on sax and Therrell DeCluett on vocals. And the first few albums were really, really good. Definitely funk. I mean, like almost pure funk with like a little jazz fusion. That's kind of where they started off. And was really, really good. Definitely enjoyed it. The one that I definitely got into and was Late for the Future. And they have a song on there called Black Eyed Pea. And that would give you a very good idea of the sound that they had at that time. Live album at Tipitina's that was really good as well. Then, Therrell DeCluett left the band in 2004, and So basically, instead of replacing him, Galactic just kind of picked up different vocalists just to have fun and all. And especially on tours, they had Cyril Neville from the Neville Brothers for a while, Corey Glover from Living Color for a little while, Maggie Corner and Erica Falls. They just kind of, you know, change out singers every now and again, but it's still basically the band. Then they came out with Yakame in 2010, and that's when they really started getting into a little bit more, getting different types of music in there, more R&B, a little bit of rock. It wasn't just jazz and funk. It was, you know, kind of becoming a hybrid. There's still some really great music. Before that, From the Corner of the Block is a real good album that they got a bunch of different rap artists that came on, and they did kind of a jazz funk rap album, which was a lot of fun too, and some interesting music on there for sure. And then another one that was really good is Carnival Electricos in 2012, and that was real good. It was carnival themed, a lot of artists that got on there had Cyril and Ivan Neville, had Mystical, Al Johnson, who's the guy that sings Carnival Time. So they had a lot of a real good, you know, Mardi Gras feel to it. It's a very fun album to put on during Mardi Gras season. And in 2015, they put out an album called Into the Deep. Really good. They had such vocalists as Macy Gray, Mavis Staples.
Does it really make a difference if we don't see eye to eye? Does it really make a difference to build your castle in the sky? Oh, does it really make a difference at all? Are we gonna let the big things take over the small? Doesn't make a difference at all. Oh, doesn't make a difference at all. Does it really make a difference
Does it really make a difference? Who's holding on, who's letting go? Oh, well. Does it really make a difference anymore? You know the hardest thing is to go it alone. Does it make a difference at all?
And that one, they were really stretching. You know, they really are changing their sound almost every album. And by now, you know, the funk and the jazz are kind of background, and they're kind of playing all different stuff. And they're became the backing band for like Mystical when he was on. I forget what show it was. One of those late night shows. And it was really fun. And as a lot of y'all know, I'm not a huge rap fan, but I definitely did enjoy that performance. And so basically, since Galactic had been around since 1994, they've basically been a house band with a place they called home was Tipitina's. It's definitely it's a nice club, and I've been around since maybe the 50s or 60s, something like that. And that was just basically their regular place to play. And forget about 10 years ago or so, the people who owned it decided to sell it. Well, Robert Mercurio and Jeff Raines decided that they were going to purchase it. So they now own Tipitina's, and did a nice little remodel on it because it was kind of starting to fall apart. And, you know, they do things that they do. During Mardi Gras, they do a concert. Like, I forget what, it's the Monday right before Mardi Gras, and goes right into Tuesday, you know, into Mardi Gras, and they play all night long until sunrise. And I got to see them play that one time, and it was really, really a lot of fun. And I've seen them at you know, Tipitina's a couple of times. I saw them at Jazz Fest a couple of times. And just about maybe 10 years ago or so, I saw them at the House of Blues in New Orleans. And it was a thing after Mardi Gras ends, they have like this big, just crazy concert. And it was a lot of fun. I definitely, if you want to get started with this band, I would definitely recommend Late for the Future is a really good album. Yakame, any of those are really good albums to check out. So that's pretty much it for me. All right, well, I hope everyone does well. And remember, if you want to hit up Jim and Patrick on Facebook, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. On Twitter, it's at Suburbs Pod. If you want to email them, it's rock@suburbspod.com. And of course, if you want to call, you can call 612-440-1984, or you can, you know, hang your head out of the window and yell, whatever works, you know, whatever works. So all right, well, thank you so much, thank you for your time, and talk to y'all later. Bye.